John, lots of talking points to go through, but above all, a terrific victory and three more very important points. Is that the most important thing tonight?
Obviously it is, yeah. You know, we're delighted to have won the game. When are anywhere near like we can play in the first half. And, you know, I really feel for Mark Yates, and I feel for, you know, Crawley, because the game's hinged on that decision. And, you know, on reflection, you know, it's a bad challenge by Shane McCartan. I don't think he's meant it, because I don't think there's any malice in him. I think he started to get the ball before the lad, which would have then possibly led to a penalty for us. He's just mistimed and he's caught him, and it looks bad, and I can understand them being aggrieved. Then what went after that, you know? From a situation that you know, whatever way you look at it, we've caused with the foul, it ends up being 10-10 all. With them getting a man sent off, and he could have been a few more sent off. There was punches getting thrown everywhere, and not by our players. But then I think that disrupted their game plan, because they set out to frustrate us and block the game up. And fair play to them, they did it well. They were very disciplined, and they countered bravely, and they kept two up front. And you know, they played a classic away performance. And when all your hard work that you've done all week gets undone, you know, it sold us down, and in the end then 4-1 flatters us. Yeah, we played really well last 20 minutes, and you know, we're playing with our tails up when we get the third goal, but no way, shape or form that was a 4-1 win. And so yeah, I really feel for Crawley, but you know what's happened to us in the past, and you know, unfortunately in this level there isn't the 300 cameras following everything, but there was a lot of things that went on today that weren't nice. And you know, I think the referee just tried to let things go in the first half, and you know, not booking their lads when there's a clear chop on one of our players, and he plays an advantage, doesn't come back and book him because he wants to play like that, and then he's booking people for nothing in the second half. So you know, I think he possibly made a rod for his own back, and it got pretty difficult for him, and I feel for him, because it's hard when players lose their heads. And it's hard to keep a lid on it, but I thought he should have been a little bit stronger in the first half, and he could have saved himself a lot of problems in the second half.
From your team's point of view, that first half, uncharacteristically flat after a pretty bright start. Did you have to have words at half-time?
Well, we did start bright. First 15 minutes, you know, there was only one team in it. We were on the front foot. We forced the corner straight from the kick-off. And it's something that we do work on in our kick-offs, and we wanted to be positive. We wanted to be on the front foot. We were. We attacked really well, and then you know, the goals come out of nothing. Great goal by their lad, by the way. And then we went into our shell, and you know, they were comfortably the better team in the first half. And then, you know, again, you know, we're in this game. You've got to empathise with people, and I do empathise with Mark, because you know, their keeper's gifted us an equaliser, and it gives us a route back in after 2 minutes of the second half that we haven't had to work for. And then you know, the sending off, it helps us more than it helps them, to be honest, the double sending off. But the one thing I can say about our lads is that they took everything that we said on board in the first at half time. They showed a lot of passion, they showed a lot of desire, none more so than Matty Pearson, who, you know, he will get man, well, he should get man the match. Mind you, Joe wasn't far behind him, but that's what we're about, people who with a character like that, and he's got ability, Matty, that people don't give him credit for. And I was delighted that he got his goal.
He took it fabulously well, one-on-one with the keeper.
Yeah, you know, well, he just missed a header earlier on, and then he's won another challenge, and then when he's going clean through, you know, I don't think there's any nerves. I expect him to score, and he buried it.
And then you've mentioned the closing stages. It was lightning fast, breaking, counter-attacking, and a couple of excellent goals to add to the tally.
Well, yeah, no, there could have been more, and that would have flattered us even more, to be honest, because four definitely flattered us. But you can play like that when you've got a bit of freedom, and what we've got to guard against now is that we don't tense up because of how vital the points are, and that could be a case, you know, that the pressure becomes on us more than the opposition, certainly in games like today. And so we've got a guard against that, and that's something that we have to speak to the players about.
And obviously a game coming up Tuesday night, you won't have Shane McCartan due to suspension. Matt Crooks, a 10th yellow card today as well, that's a big blow.
I think so, yeah. Well, You know, he's got a yellow card for persistent foul on three. You do the match.
And the Jason Mooney one is one you'll have to clear up. Sent off as an unused sub.
Well, you know, we shouldn't be going on the pitch, but he's seeing a teammate getting kicked on the floor. You know, he's reacted. You could say he shouldn't have done it, but if he's being sent off for running onto the pitch, they should have had three subs sent off because three of their subs are on.
And just finally, that last second 45 minutes, just in terms of drama, will we see more than that this season?
I'd sooner just have a nice little relaxing 2-0 win and no sending offs, no heart in the mouth moments. I think it's entertaining for the fans, and you know, all our fans are going happy tonight. It's been a different story at half time, right?